This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. We find it absolutely entertaining going onto Facebook because we do that on a daily basis. And we find people who just love to fight. Scratch cat fever, honey.
Just slug it out.
Just slugging it out with each other.
Can't you know, the other day on Facebook, I called somebody stupid.
And you did?
It started a whole plethora of verbal exchanges. I should have saved that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Why haven't we done that one, Shady? We could have a Facebook friend with you.
It would be nothing but bleeps.
All right. That's okay. We'll save that for next time. Well, today we actually have a great fight between Shenna, Darren, and Kiara. Loving all those names, by the way. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is what we do. We read the fight word for word. And then when it comes to Shenna and Darren, they've decided to come on air to see if they can hash it out.
Yep. It sounds like they were almost fiancés.
Oh, geez. Oh,
almost engaged.
Something happened. All right. So I'll play Shenna.
I'll play Darren.
You're always sort of the guy. You always make me play the other girl, Shady. That's
girl.
Okay. Okay. I'll be Kiara. I just need to get into character.
Okay. Get into character.
I'm the best.
There you go.
Okay. Oh, my God, I love
it. You good now?
Yeah.
Scene.
Okay. Here we go. Who does Darren think I am? I'm not one of his cheap hoes. I mean, a one carat diamond ain't sh- I deserve to be pampered by a man in cheap jewelry, isn't it? I won't look poor in front of my friends just because he's cheap. If he thought I would say yes when he brings to the table his stump of a and a tiny ice rocks, then I don't have time for that man. Get yourself a man who can take care of you, girl.
I totally agree. I'm a mother queen, and guys need to learn how to bow, girl. I hope he cried when you turned his ass down. It's time boys learned how to properly care for their grown ass women.
I spent several thousand dollars on that ring.
Oh my God.
Way to be totally classless about it. Thanks for doing me a favor and turning me down. My only regret is spending so much money on you. I took you to Coachella. I took you to the Bahamas. And still you expect more. What am I supposed to do? Go into bankruptcy for you? That and you.
Why are all your voices sound like Superman got hit in the head with a rock?
Listen, that ring looks straight out of a pawn shop. The only way it would grace this finger is if you put it on my middle one while I'm sticking it at you. If that pathetic excuse for a ring worked for you, then I'd hate to have to see it in the wedding. We probably would have gotten hitched in a garage or something. Well, boy, I'm getting out while I still have some class. 3 carats or gone, biatch.
And where are you keeping that class? Because I could never seem to find it. I would have to mortgage my house to buy you a ring like that, and you are far from worth it, hon.
I disagree. Relationship takes sacrifices, and you knew that, Darren. Shenna's worth whatever you can give. Speaking of which, Queen Kiara needs a man, and I expect a car and an expense account before I bless your bed.
Oh my goodness.
I'm classy as f***. I was lifting you by being with you, Darren, but you're a cheap ass hoe, and I won't be Mrs. Cheap Ass Hoe myself. Kiara, let's get together, girl. We need some serious game plan for our men.
Mm-hmm.
Kiara, the only thing you're blessing a bed with is your stink. And Shenna, have fun being a gold digger. I'm going to go find somebody worth my time.
The only thing worth your time is microwaving a grapefruit with a hole in it. Bitch!
Wow, bring out the grapefruit.
I love it, the grapefruit! Well, there you have it. That was a feisty little fight, wasn't it?
Apparently. I love it.
Now we want to hear from her very mouth. Good morning, Shenna. How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's going on, guys?
Oh, my God. Hi. So tell us a little more about this cheap-ass ring you got.
Yeah, I want to hear about this weak ice.
I mean, can we just, like, start really, really at, like, the beginning? Like, first off, I don't know who Darren thought he was, like, dating, like, this whole time. He knew what I was about. And for him to think that I'm some sort of gold digger now, like, excuse me, you knew what I wanted, okay? He knew it. He knew I said 3 carats from the very beginning. So, like, through that shit, that he's like, oh, I'm going to give you 1 carat and you're going to take it.
Yeah.
I don't take shit from anyone.
Wow. So you're more of like, there he is, by the way, Darren.
I'm sorry. This is just like, you never had a list of requirements as far as 3 carats, and you didn't because you knew.
Darren, I'm sorry. Do you know me?
Okay. Don't you think she's worth it, though?
Did you just have a concussion? Did you fall over and like hit your head and split it open and become a different person? You're an idiot if you fucking think that I didn't want three parents.
You are humiliating yourself right now. See, you
no,
think
I'm not.
Yourself
I'm being
is
real.
I'm on her side.
You know what? Oprah would really think that I'm being like myself right now. You're just an idiot, and you just don't get it. And that's why you're going to be single for the rest of your life.
So,
you're die alone.
You're digging yourself in a hole on a freaking radio show right now. You no idea
Shanna, I'm just curious. You know, obviously, you seem like a girl that wants that blue Tiffany box. With what he offered up to you, was it more like a JCPenney box?
You guys, it was K Jeweler.
Oh, it's like, K. Well,
but you shouldn't. I mean, I'm kind of starstruck a little bit here because it's like, well, if I was buying a girl the ring, I wouldn't think that the size of it or the amount of money
size
it costs
matters.
It depends on the woman.
You know, gonna get my girl the ring out of one of those 25-cent quarter machines, and she should be happy with that.
According to what every single girlfriend I've ever been with has told me, size matters, Aaron. I mean, Shady.
You know.
I love diamonds, so I'm a girl that is bigger the better, but some girls don't like it. But
it's
you definitely need to know what her style is, and if you kind of messed up on that, I mean, it happens. Shanna, I mean, maybe you could just take that ring back, and maybe you guys can go, I don't know, go back to Kay.
Yeah, I mean, don't give up on the relationship just because the ring was small.
No.
Yeah, and what
no,
do, and like...
No,
what do
like
I get in
such
return?
A big deal out of it. He's like, oh my God, it's $7,000.
She gets to grace your bed.
$7,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't set that. I'm
well,
sorry.
Right.
I want everyone to think that.
Well, if you were going to get a 3-carat diamond, girl, I mean, I think we both know we're looking more around like, you know, 45, 50,000.
Yeah,
and that's like what all my girlfriends
She's
have.
Worth
I
it.
I can't be the one that doesn't have that. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
She wants a $50,000
yep.
ring.
Don't you love her?
She can't even go to the gym once a week.
If you really love her, you do it.
Where does that come from?
I'm sorry. Are you calling me fat?
That's just...
Like, are you serious right now?
Yeah, you want
to...
You're
so lucky you even got to sleep with me. So, Darren, you can just take that and stick it up your butt. You're so gross.
Stick it up your butt.
Yeah. You want a fat ring for a fat girl. That's her life.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I think
beautiful.
At this point, we got to...
The diamond would look huge if it was on a normal size person.
Oh, my God. There he goes again with the fat jokes. Oh, my God.
Can't believe he's not getting married.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with Missed Connections.
Yes, honey, it is time for some Missed Connections. Each and every week on Wednesday, we go to Craigslist on the interweb and find these amazing stories right here in Madison.
Man, people so desperate, people so lonely, people so thirsty.
They
Love
are.
It, though.
It's hard out there. Mm-hmm. It's hard. We know that from Second Date Update.
That's what she said.
Oh, my gosh. So, of course, we only hope that we are chatting about you today because for me, this would be a bucket list.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting to get mine.
Oh, I'm sure eventually we will get there. All right, Shady, kick it off, my man.
All right, so this one is time to bring back the smoking section, quotes, in my bed.
Oh.
Men for women. If she smokes, she pokes. And I want you to poke me where it counts. You were my waitress at Denny's last Saturday, and you might remember me as the guy with the Tweety Bird tattoo on my exposed arms.
Oh, Jesus.
I hope you got a nice look, because there's more where that came from. I left my number on the receipt, but I haven't heard anything from you. I even left a smiley face. I bet you threw it away by accident. But you know what? It happens.
It does.
You were out on a cigarette break when I left, so don't think I don't like you. Girls usually can't keep off of me.
Oh, really?
Huh.
It must be that Tweety Bird.
Must be the Tweety Bird tattoo. Email me and I'll show you why. Bring them flapjacks and I'll show you my grand slam.
Woo! Flapjacks! I love that term for boobies.
Flapjacks.
Yeah.
I don't.
They're fun.
Makes me think of, like, I don't know.
Well, sure, pancakes.
Yeah, but...
Usually you say someone, okay, yeah.
Pancakes aren't a good...
No, I know. That's why you go to Dr. Bartel.
So.
All right, this is Women for Men. It is titled, Aloha, Let's Bang. Shaka, brother, how is it? My name is Cammie, and I just moved from Maui for work. I've been feeling a little homesick, and I think my forehead rubbing on your abs would just be the cure. I'm totally into that whole surfer look, by the way, which made dating in Hawaii a total cakewalk, but not here in good old Wisconsin. I caught sight of you in the park yesterday, relaxing and tanning those pecs. Had you not been with that doughy chick, well, that's not very nice, I would have come over. I hope you know you can do better than that. Hint, hint. Seriously, some girls don't belong in bikinis. You should see me in mine. Come over, and I'll try it on for you. Then we can take it off and make some sweet aloha.
That's a really terrible last line.
Nope, that's pretty good. Pretty cheesy.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It is time for open-ended advice with myself. Ladies, if you have something going on in your life, you're like, I don't know what to do. Well, heck, that's what I'm here for. And today we are helping out our girl, Tammy. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you're in a situation that you need some advice. Tell me what's going on.
So I am going through a divorce. I was married to my husband for... Well, we were together for 13 years. We have three kids.
Yeah.
And it's not nasty divorce, but it's kind of like a mutual thing. So it's a lot harder to kind of get past, though it's done. Yeah. So I'm having a really hard time getting past just knowing that he is going to find someone else and knowing that he is going to be with somebody else and be sexual with somebody else. And
sure.
It's really hard to get past that, and it kind of makes you like crazy in your head a little bit, and I'm having a hard time just letting that go. What do I do? Like, how do I get past that?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I'm sorry if, you know, getting divorced, I'm sorry whenever there's children involved. Of course, that's always a sad situation. But is this a situation that you both have agreed on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As far as your relationship with him, is there any sort of like kindness that is still there within your relationship? Or are you guys at a point where you're like, I don't even want to talk to you anymore?
Honestly, it depends on the day.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it depends on his day. It depends on how my day was. And I think for the most part, we just get like irritated with each other easily right now. But I mean, there's still that like connection because we've been together for so long.
Sure.
So.
13 years, and how many kids do you have?
Three.
Yeah.
Three kids.
All right, and then, so the reason why I'm asking you, are you 100% sure that this is the right decision? Can you walk away in this marriage with no emotional connection with him? Because, of course, sex is an emotional, you know, connection, but outside of that, can you seriously walk away feeling like, you know what, I can leave and feel okay about that? So
yes.
I think with the intimacy part, perhaps it's a hard thing for you to let go because maybe it's the only time within your relationship that you actually two got along. Am I right? I mean, let's be honest. Like, there's a lot of us in, you know, people are in really crappy relationships, but they're always like, well, the sex is good. The sex is good. And
right.
That's probably why, because it's the only time you get along. I mean, I'm going to assume you guys have really good sex.
Well, and I mean, honestly, too, I mean, that's the only time I felt like any love, romantic connection with him. Felt wanted, needed, you know, and that's, I think, is what is holding me back and not able to let that aspect go.
Sure. So that makes, that makes a lot of sense to me, too. And, you know... Tammy, eventually you will be able to move on, and of course he will move on with somebody else. But you got to remember why you're making the decision to walk away, and if everything else around this relationship just didn't make you happy, then the sex was never is and never will be important enough to keep a marriage together.
Right, actually.
You know what I mean?
Exactly, yep.
So you'll be okay. You're going to find someone that's new and wonderful, and hopefully, you know, he'll just end up with a really ugly chick. That's right, right? We always want them to be uglier than we are.
Well, yes. No one's going to compare to me. I'm sorry, but...
That's right, girl. That's right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that helped.
Thank you, Chris. Absolutely.
You're welcome, love. Take care.
You too.
Thanks.
Download the podcast now.